All right, joining us on KMBR, always a pleasure to have this man, one of the toughest players I think I ever saw, great hitter. That's Don Baylor, hitting coach with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Nice to see you, as always.
Well, you can't beat the days here in San Francisco. I love this in April.
Well, let me start off with Colorado for a second. I mean, they got a lot of snow there. You managed there. You were the original Blake Street Bombers. My goodness, snow in Colorado? I guess it's not a surprise.
Well, when we opened Coors Field in 95, I walked in for a ESPN game. I think it was like 6:20 or something. I got there about, I don't know, 10 o'clock. It snowed all night. Yeah. And went there to look at the upper deck. I said, how are we going to play this game? That was a new facility. They were proud of their drainage. You know, once it stopped, we knew we could play, you know, but they had to get the field cleared. But what they're going through now this April is unbelievable. They started a game today. It was 23 degrees. And we had a playoff game canceled in 10 against the Phillies. I mean, it was so cold. I mean, not for baseball. I mean, it was not where you could feel the ball, you could feel the bat. It was kind of unfair, but we lost. But it was it's tough to play in those type of conditions.
Don, what do you do as a hitter? And, you know, I remember seeing some of those games at Chicago opening day. They'd be the ski masks. They'd be out in the outfield. What do you do as a hitter? And just so the fan gets an idea of how hard it is to play in conditions like that.
Well, our good friend Bobby Mercer, late Bobby Mercer, when he came to San Francisco from New York, I mean, it gets cold in New York. I remember he was taking his bats and putting them by the heater and things, you know, make sure his hands are warm. But it's really the advantage a lot of times go to the pitcher because they can pitch inside, you know, they can jam you. You know, guys don't want to get jammed. Plus, they don't want to hit the ball off the end of the bat. You feel that sting in the bat. But I was never a great April player myself. I grew up in Texas and we played, you know, it was hot all the time. So I never had that. And you go to Florida for spring training, you know, it's just it's different, you know, when you like we were always to say, you know, you can't take those palm trees back with you. You wish you could, but it's unfair, but it seems like a lot of guys are, you know, like Justin Upton, you know, he had a home run today in Colorado. It's get the ball out of the plate, that's probably the best thing for you. But, you know, make sure you don't hit it off the end.
Boy, it hurts. Well, you mentioned Earl Weaver, and I know he passed away this year, and I know he brought you up to the big leagues when you came up with the Orioles, and it was just a great time for you to come up onto that ball club. I'd love to get a recollection or two from you of Earl Weaver.
Well, he was great to play for. I mean, I learned so much from him as a player, then becoming a manager, how you massage guys a little bit, really get them to play, and how you have to kick them sometimes. I know Earl was one of those. He was more of a veteran manager. You know, you have Boog Powell and Davey Johnson and Belanger and Brooks and Elrod Hendricks. You have Donnie Buford, Blair, and Frank Robinson. So as a young guy trying to break in there, you know, we got called up at the end of the season when we won the Little World Series in Rochester. And I remember Earl saying to all the young guys, he says, you know, we're 17 ahead. We want to win by 20, so you guys sit here and watch us. And, you know, how are you going to break in under those conditions, you know? And remember one day, you know, I hit a couple of home runs off of Kenny Brett, line drives there in the Milwaukee Old County Stadium. And we were going to Boston for my first look at Fenway Park. And so he calls me in the office. He said, you know those balls you hit yesterday? They'd be off the wall for singles. I said, Earl, the bases could be loaded. He said, I don't care. You're not playing. But I was his number one pinch hitter against Sonny Seaver and hit one into the net. And he let me play for a couple of weeks after that.
Well, I remember how hard it was for you and Merv Rettman to break into that lineup. And you guys were great in Rochester. And Merv became a hitting coach as well.
Yeah, it was a tough time. But you had to go out and show him that you could play. You know, a lot of guys couldn't play for Earl today or Billy Martin or Gene Mock. You know, they just They were more of the old school. They were tough, but I tell you, they were fair, and I love playing for them.
Yeah, boy, pleasure to talk some baseball with Don Baylor. This month, I happened to notice that Chu of Cincinnati got hit 10 times. They made it a big deal. It's a franchise record. That was a good week for you.
Well, the most I got hit was 35. I know Ron Hunt got hit 50 times one year, but you know, he wore a flak jacket.
That's
just about
correct.
A little bit. And
a little suit. That's right.
I didn't have any pads or whatever, and I think Chu has one up there around. So Biggio had a guard too, but I really never thought about it. I thought it was going to hinder my swing, and I stood on top of the plate. If I got hit with two strikes, that was a plus, because you're two thirds of the way being out. That's how I look at it, you know. And you got hit with 0-2. Guys were not like that. Pitchers, you know, 0-2, you hit a guy with a curveball or slider or something on base, and you know, I knew when they were throwing at me, I knew when they were pitching in tight, and back then, it doesn't seem that long ago that you could break up a double play. You know, if you got hit on purpose, I looked down there and I knew where the shortstop was playing. They were trying to inch a little closer to the bag, and second base was the same way, and to break up a double play was just, it was natural, because that's how Frank and those guys play. Kirk Bleffrey, guys that, you know, McRae, they broke up double plays that way. George Brett broke up double plays. But now they want to change it where 3 feet on either side. And, you know, that's – but when you got drilled with a pitch, that's the only way you could retaliate. You know, you can't charge them out anymore. They don't want you to do that. But so they take away all the things that make guys tough.
Wow. Did you see the movie 42 yet? Have you seen it?
On my day off, I couldn't wait to see it. I was the first one in the movie there in New York. I thought it was great. You know, it was about his first year, and that was probably, not saying his second year was any easier, but I look at some of the other teams. It took them 9-10 years to really get an African-American player on the team. And, you know, the great experiment did work, and I'm glad it did, because it gave a lot of guys opportunities to play that they would never had a chance to play.
Yeah, I love the movie. Of course, I grew up in Brooklyn, so for me, I was the kid that Branch Rickey described. I was the little kid on the corner, held my hands high, hoping I could be number 42. And I'll never forget Cohen Ebbets Field and seeing him on the field in that number 42. I have his jersey in my bedroom at home. I still have it. But what I liked about Jackie is what you just described. And, you know, Willie Mays tells me stories about Jackie. We'd bunt down the first baseline, and Magley wouldn't cover, and he would take the second baseman out who covered first, and then Alvin Dark would hit a double and keep going to third and come in with his spikes high and spike Jackie. And Jack said, hey, that's the way the game was played. Willie always tells me those stories.
And, you know, we've lost that. You know, spikes are one thing. You know, you look at Ty Cobb, and he's 3 feet off the ground, you know, jumping at guys. But, you know, if that's the way they played it, I love that style of play. That's why I love the National League, because I came up as an American League guy. And, you know, they threw fastballs, they backed you off the plate. I just thought National League brand of baseball was my cup of tea, you know, because that's the way they played in the National League. They played hard. You know, you have Brock and all those other guys in there. I mean, they were such good players, and they left a really mark on the game.
Boy, pleasure to have Don Baylor with us. I just saw a stat the other day about strikeouts are up. And the argument was, guys are taking too many pitches. They're not swinging enough. They got to put the ball in play more. What do you think about that?
Well, that was always been my philosophy. I know the year I won MVP, I had 628 official at-bats. Going into the last day of the season, we clinched the night before. I had 49 strikeouts and 36 homers. And I struck out two times the last day because I had too much champagne the night before. But strikeouts, I tell you, they drive, you know, Weaver always, you say, it doesn't advance the ball at all. If you put the ball in play, they might boot it. It might get through for a base hit. But for me, guys take way too many fastballs, looking for curveballs, looking for splits. If a guy throws you a good curveball split, you're not going to hit it anyway. But my philosophy is get on the fastball. I don't care who the pitcher is. You might move up a little bit, but you cannot play in either league if you can't hit the fastball.
No, I agree with you. So I thought the stat was interesting for me to see that the other day, because the philosophy is now get the starter out, get in middle relief. I'll tell you something. You get in middle relief now, it's no picnic now with the specialists on the staff.
Well, because everybody's throwing 93, 94, 95, yeah. You know, but I'd rather have that starter come through there two or three different times. Yeah. I know when Gossage and Terry Forster, when they were trying to experiment to be starters, that they eventually went back to the bullpen where they were great. But, you know, starting, trying to get through a lineup two times, three times, I mean, you need a lot of ability to do that.
Well, a pleasure to have you on the show. You're a very special man in the game of baseball, and I always, on Frank Robinson's birthday, I always look for you August 31st to have you come on, and you've got a special spot in the game today. So, Donnie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate it.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.